start at the top of that tree, especially if it was a light drizzly rain.
Uh-huh.
And then that ball of fire would come all the way to the ground. And you wouldn't see the little girl till that ball of fire touched the ground.
Uh-huh.
And when it did, then the little girl, and it walked on down to the branch. There was a stream of water used to come through a lamp you have.
Uh-huh.
They curved it now. They put in big pipes, great.
Right.
And curved it.
Curved.
But you could certainly see that.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
You sure? That's the truth, because I've seen it not one time. And they said that, I don't know whether that had anything to do with it or not, they said that Mr. was magistrate over here, killed a boy over his daddy's shoulder in the back porch of that house.
Hmm.
He ordered him to surrender, and he wouldn't, and he hit him with the gun over his daddy's shoulder.
Hmm.
And killed him.
Hmm.
And they said whether that was just some part of that or some part of something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Ku Klux Klan, I went down to a friend's house across the branch on the next street. My dad used to have sold shoes for the kids. You know, you used to have sold your own shoes. You didn't take them to the shoe shop.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't go get a new pair just because the sole come loose. You had them half sold. And I was down at this girl's house, and they were coming back home with me because we had an organ and we were going to send them some. And we got across the branch and started up the hill. We saw them white clad men at this very same house. We live here and they live next door to us. It's just a little alleyway between about this wide between the two houses. And it was fenced in, their fence, across this fence and out. And there were every door, every window, and at the gate, just standing. They come from everywhere. And so they were waiting. They knocked on the door, and he wouldn't come to the door. So they knocked the door down and went on in and got him.
Why?
He was going, his wife was pregnant. She had a baby every year for him. And he was going with a girl across the street from him. And wouldn't quit.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you he quit then.
Did they beat him up or something?
They beat him and made him walk back home from down in the pasture. They took it. It was a graveyard, they called it. But it was part of the pasture.
Mm-hmm.
And they took him down there, and every man got a whack at him.
And it was a white man.
A white man.
Mm-hmm.
And they told him, if he so much as looked at that woman again, and the next day, she packed and left. Because they know there's fixing for her next.
Yep, yep.
My husband belonged to the Ku Klux Klan.
Did he?
And when we lived in West Columbia, they used to drive up and park the cars kind of down the hill in our yard and dress in my husband's garage and get in vans and other cars out on the road and go places and come back. Dressed in the garage.
Hmm.
And one time they had a parade, a Ku Klux Klan parade up on Main Street, and me and Daddy took me and my two other older sisters up there. And we were standing on the corner, Ethan's corner, the main tail. And when my uncle come along that belonged to it, he had a long feeler. And I looked down and I said, Daddy! Turned over my mouth. I said, don't you say it, don't you say it.
Mm-hmm. That's why they were wearing the mask and everything.
I'm praying you can fail God.